This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You got it, Woody. And oh, by the way, Mr. Hagel, we'll miss the game tonight. Took the shot from Aaron Ekblad, and payback, man. You hit the best guy. Even in the playoffs, you hit the best guy. You take a cheap shot at the best player. Hagel took a cheap shot at Barkov, and it was payback, and it's going to cost him two games.
In retrospect, probably wish that would have never happened, right?
Woody, I think it goes on everywhere, even in
the
playoffs.
But I know, but two games is a lot, man. He's a good player.
He is a good player, but they can win without him.
They sent a message with that suspension, though, didn't they?
Sent a strong message.
They said that's enough. No more cheap shots.
Yeah. By the way, I think the league tried to send a strong message. Like, look, apparently we got to suspend guys extra games to get your attention.
Hey, man, that's bad for their business, though. We talk about this in the NFL all the time. That is bad for their business when you got defensemen going and head hunting like that. That's not good.
I love it that this used to go on the NFL, and now we're seeing like hockey guys just absolutely blindsiding each other.
Well, it's like the equivalent to taking a cheap shot at the quarterback, right? Well, it's like, you know what? Hey, lay off Mahomes. It's bad for business when you hit the guy.
I hit him.
How many times did we say that during the football season?
Kind of talking more about guys running across the middle quarterbacks getting hit late. You're right. If that – it doesn't happen much now, boy. You look at them wrong, you don't have to worry. You get same penalty. By the way, we got something else, and I know this Pat Riley stuff is picking up, because it was just about a year ago that Pat Riley kind of started this whole thing, and we're going to run it back, and here's why we need Tyler and Jimmy to stay healthy, and we've already got Terry Rozier. We think now that he's been injured, but coming back for a second year is going to be a different player and a big part of what we're doing.
Can you get mad at Riley for that?
He made the decision to run back. He is responsible
for some
of this.
Terry Rozier, can you get mad at Riley for that?
We get mad all the time at other GMs in this town when they have a guy and they're wrong on the guy.
Nobody could have predicted he was going to be that bad. Right? I mean, I'm being serious. Like, how could you predict he would come in here and be terrible?
That he
it just didn't
in,
sync up with the rest of
that
his
he didn't
career.
Fit in with, so let me ask you then. So we gonna say other things like, well, how are you supposed to know that Beckham Jr. was gonna come here and be such a turd? And
that's a completely
how's that different?
Completely different, because Odell Beckham Jr. was completely washed when he came here.
How do
and
we
I
know?
Think you were the only person in town that had him getting 600 yards or whatever
he
was. You said you really were. You probably were the only person in town outside of Chris Greer that thought that he was going to be good.
Jalen Ramsey. We'll give him an extension. He'll be a big part of it. You got to go now.
Yeah, but the Dolphins don't want him here anymore.
That's what I said. They don't want him. So. That's what I was saying. But
Terry Rozier, like, again, it just doesn't sync up with the rest of his career that he would have been this terrible. So I don't know what happened. I don't know why.
You're just going to pick and choose. Well,
yes, I am.
When you decide who gets the benefit of the doubt and who doesn't.
Because I think Riley has earned the right to do
Riles,
to leave how he wants to leave, right? I think people are being a little hard on him this morning.
It doesn't matter who's going to run this thing. They got a mess to clean up. If you don't think this is a mess after what you saw against the Cavs, you are in make-believe world. If you're not tired, listen, we got spoiled. That play-in thing has been a disaster the last 2 years. And he said, nah, it was a disaster 2 years ago because Jimmy was hurt and this guy was hurt. And we were just banged up and we had no chance to win. Man, we're going to run it back. Ooh, that was a bad one, man, because now you got to make some tough decisions. There are a lot of guys that have bad years or, to be nice, very average years. And so there is a crack in the culture. I know everybody's on this crack in the culture since the culture's been getting killed by everybody nationally. Probably is a little one here right now. And how?
The culture thing's always been a little strange, though, isn't it?
Well, because
everyone acts like the Heat are the only team that can get guys in shape. They're the only team that works hard.
And
like,
they're the ones that could develop. We could take some guy down at
the
park.
The only team out there doing it, I know. But that's why it pisses people off, because obviously, you look like, how about a team like New Orleans with Zion, right? Well, let's bring him here. He'll be great here. The Heat culture.
By the way, as long as we got restaurants, he's never going to be good anywhere.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, what do you think they're trying over there?
He's going to be 30 games a year no matter where he plays.
How about Luka with Dallas? You don't think Dallas was trying to get that guy to get in shape or whatever it is they wanted him to do?
They actually were trying to get him in shape, and he was going to do it his way.
He
was going to eat cheeseburgers and drink beer after games. He was not going to that nutritionist, and here it is. You know, nah, that doesn't look very good. I'm not eating that.
People put the Heat on this like pedestal that they're the only team in the NBA that is strict and develops guys.
On a serious note, no matter what you do, what sport you play, you should never be asked to give up a cheeseburger, a good cheeseburger and French fry. Never. That's un-American in sports.
Well, do you want to be Tom Brady or do you want to be Zion?
I want to be Tom Brady.
Okay.
Hey,
or you could be somewhere in between, right? But, I think we've seen guys that do the diet thing and see how their careers go.
Woody, my favorite thing that happened, we did not play yesterday because we got pretty busy. The Bills general manager, Brandon Bean, who I happen to be a big fan, and you're usually a big fan of a GM when they win a whole bunch of games and dominate you the way they've dominated us since the great draft pick. One great draft pick. One great one. They jumped right over the top of us to take Josh Allen. Now, I noticed yesterday, Josh Allen. Oh, yeah, okay, all of a sudden you guys all like Josh Allen. Okay, yeah. Big fan of his coming out with that 50-something percent completion in college. Yeah, you really, everybody read that one. No, the Bills get credit. That's it. So anyway, sports talk show in the morning. Those guys, I think it's Jeremy and Joe radio show up in Buffalo. We're going to have Brandon Bean on, but before they were talking, all they do up there is talk about the Buffalo Bills pretty much. It's year-round, a lot like here sometimes. And they were talking about, man, when are we going to get serious about this receiver position? So Brandon Bean, the general manager, calls in, and here it is.
I was just listening the last few minutes of your show before I came on, waiting on here.
All right.
Sounds like 2018 all over with you guys.
Well, we're very – how so?
Well, you guys were bitching in 2018 about Josh Allen. You guys wanted Josh Rosen, and now you guys are bitching that we don't have a receiver. I don't get it. Like, we just hold on, let me talk. Scored 30 points in a row for 8 straight games. A year ago, I get you guys asking why we didn't have receivers, but I don't understand it now. You just saw us lead the league in points when you add all the postseason. No one scored more points than the Buffalo Bills, including the Super Bowl champions. So you just saw us do it without Stephon Diggs, same group. How is this group not better than last year's group? Like, our job is to score points and win games. Where do we need to get better? Defense. We did that. So I get it. You got to have a show, and you got to have something to bitch about. But bitching about wide receiver is one of the dumbest arguments I've heard.
Okay.
He's right. Brandon Bean is right. Oh, that's funny. So those guys up there. Hey, man, I know he went on to say, like, everybody wants fantasy football team where we just have the best player at every position. We have this thing called the salary cap, and we had to pay that quarterback who's might be the best quarterback in football. He's the MVP right now. We had to pay him a lot of money, so we can't, and we felt our defense was a weakness of the team, so we loaded up on the defense. Then he hit him with those stats. I thought it was very entertaining. Very entertaining. Do you know the Bills averaged 30.9 points per game last year?
Yeah, I think he just said that.
30.9.
He made it very clear that they had scored 30 points in all those games.
Woody, I'll ask you this one. One of three teams averaged 30 points a game last year or better. Do you know who the other two were?
Wow, that's a good one. It's not Kansas City, right?
No. No, they struggled. No.
Teams that scored a lot of points. Jeez, I'll be sitting here all day trying to figure this
Lions
one out.
Lions and Ravens.
Oh, the Lions, that's right.
They scored a lot. And the Ravens scored a lot, too.
Lions were in those 50-point shooting. Because the Lions would, like, try to humiliate teams.
Good point.
Yeah.
Well, and they got the defense was not very good, so they got some shootouts, too.
Yeah, well, the Lions would be up five touchdowns, and they'd have the offensive lineman throwing.
He would. He would do. Yeah. He'd try to rub it in your face and see if you wanted to fight him after the game. Yes, that's Dan Campbell.
Very torn on this, by the way, having the GM call on the radio show and start, like, getting after the
That
host.
Was great.
I don't know if it's awesome or weird.
That was
great. By the way. With that being said, I would love nothing more than for Chris Greer to come on here and go to battle
Chris
with you.
Greer. I wish Chris would.
Could you imagine?
I would love Chris Greer to come on. It's not
you
his
sell
style.
Sell that thing on pay-per-view.
But I would love to have Chris Greer come on, and we could talk about everything.
He would never do it, but.
Right now, he's trying to figure out which of these rookies can play coming in because they need some guys to. Still got work to do.
Do people think that, like. A GM should do something like that, should be held accountable and
well, first of
have
all,
to face the music once in a while.
He was coming on the show. I think he goes on that show a lot.
Yeah, I'm sure he does because it's a good football market and they're probably not afraid of the hosts.
Why would they be? They got one of the best records.
I don't know. I don't know why Chris Greer wouldn't come
the
on here.
Only thing they
big,
don't do
big
is
bad
win
Dolphin
Super Bowl.
Employee sitting across from me here. Like, what are you going to do, man?
Nothing. I'm not gonna
You'd
do
ask him fair questions like you do everyone else.
Thank you, Woody. Jeez.
Yeah, no problem.
That was nice right there. We got to get caught up
here. I'm just trying to set up that battle. That'd be great.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of battle, no battle last night. Sandy Alcantara got knocked around late last night out in L.A. 15-2. Two and two-third innings. Gave up seven runs and seven hits.
Did Ohtani homer on the first?
By Ray. Yeah. It was a rope. It was. I got up this morning. I wanted to see what it looked like. When he hits a home run, I want to go, okay, what's it look like? Yeah.
Day game today, though.
Is it earlier?
Yeah, 3:10. 3:10. Oh, good. The travel day game.
Okay, those 10 o'clock
10,
games.
10-10s are no good for us, no.
No, those are rough.
That's after bedtime.
Rough. Yeah, way rough. Hey, I'll tell you what's not rough. Your South Florida Chevy dealers want to tell you about the SUV family, want to tell you about the Silverado truck family, want to tell you about the big boys. Tahoes and Suburbans with all their space and so comfortable. Just that's what it's about. Just having that extra room for me and being comfortable driving is really important at this point in my life. Probably don't need anything as big as a Tahoe, which my wife has asked me, why am I not in a 2025 Traverse? She brings up a good point. Still got all the room you need. Plenty of room for everyone's cargo, plenty of room for everybody to sit in a family, a turbocharged 2.5-liter engine, and an unbelievable look. Traverse has become one of my favorites. That 2025 is a must drive, must take for a test drive, and check it out. You're going to love it. Hey, Silverado Trucks, we got a perfect truck for the way you work. Yep, I want to let you know, with a choice of four strong options, each one delivering commanding power with roll-formed high-strength steel, impressive cargo, volume and 12 standard tie downs. Artist work in bed in the business helps conquer your toughest jobs every day. Whether you work 5 days a week, six or seven, and still need to get that big boat of yours around and enjoy the water on the weekends, hey, we got a Silverado truck that works and plays just as hard as you do. See your South Florida Chevy dealers today for outstanding offers going on right now with 14 dealerships throughout South Florida.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
All right, welcome back here, and Woody and I are just talking about, of course, Woody tells me just now before you go back on air, he goes, you know, those radio talk show hosts had a point, though. Why wouldn't they get in better receivers?
I mean, they do have a point. What do they look at? What are they going to talk about? It's the middle of the summer, essentially. Like, what are they going to talk about in Buffalo right now?
What's that have to do with what you just said? You said they do need...
Well, they're right.
So... They got limited amount of money. First of all, when you pay the quarterback, it changes the whole game plan. Once you get that franchise quarterback and you're paying him, what, 20% of the salary cap right off the bat, and they're going, okay, Josh can help the guys we have be like Mahomes. They'll be, you know, fine. We got a good running game. We got a really good offensive line, which is important. We got good tight ends. Now we got to build our defense back up. We got to get a, you know, top 10, top 8 defense. So he's got this game plan that looks like to me has been working pretty well. How's it look to you up close, Woody?
I got you, but they could still use a receiver. Like if you're looking, I just pulled their depth chart up, and it's Keon Coleman, Josh Palmer, Khalil Shakir.
Yeah.
Laviska Shenault.
All good receivers.
Good as a...
Well, I mean, I didn't say great. I said all good receivers.
Good is a strong word.
What do you think they are? You can't call them bad. They're NFL receivers.
If they didn't have Josh Allen? Let me ask if that was the Dolphins group of receivers.
Yeah, but they have Josh Allen. Wait a second. They have Josh Allen is the whole point to this.
Okay, but that doesn't mean just because you have an elite quarterback that you should try to, you know, win with scraps.
He doesn't think they
got... I know that Mahomes has done it. How Brady used to do it.
They've structured this team to have a really good record, in case you haven't noticed again for the 100th time.
Yeah, they can lose in the playoffs. Later.
Well,
let me go through that.
Let me lose a couple times in the second or third round of the playoffs, or just before you get to a championship game or to a Super Bowl. Let us have a little bit of that here.
I think it's funny you call that a good group of receivers.
Well, they are.
Dolphins probably wouldn't even win a game if they had that group.
Well, our group didn't have a great season to start with.
No,
did they
didn't. But you don't think Josh would like to have Tyreek Hill?
He would love to have Waddle and Hill, yes. Yes, he'd love to have both those guys. Yes.
Tyreek Hill would put up numbers there.
He would love to have both those guys.
Be able to play in the cold, the whole deal, man.
I don't think Tyreek Hill has a problem playing in cold weather. He doesn't seem
to. No, he has a problem getting effective balls thrown to him in the cold.
You couldn't go today, man.
Sorry.
By the way, have you noticed one topic that has been the most quiet topic that's dominated radio for the last 4 years? Tua Tagovailoa, we never talk about except who's a backup quarterback and we got to get a guy ready. It's amazing.
Well, I think people have come to terms with what Tua is.
I agree.
I don't think there's any more controversy. Remember with Ryan Tannehill, it was like 7 years in. It's like, can he play? Can he get us over the hump? I think with Tua, it's like, I think everyone knows the deal. I think people know he's very limited and that he's probably going to get hurt.
I think when I hear the general manager have to come out and say, you know, we sat down and talked to him. You can't get injured. You see what happens when we don't have you for 17 games. And I'm like, I always love that one because – whether it's Riley, who said the same thing to Jimmy and Tyler, nobody's getting hurt. Nobody's breaking their hand or their wrist or they're blowing out their knee or getting a concussion. Nobody's doing it on purpose. Nobody. Nobody's spraining their ankle or whatever, pulling their hamstring. Nobody's doing it on purpose, man.
All right, you want to address something really quick here because we're getting a lot of this, as you know, because Paul Maurice comes on the show a lot, right? And I think it's important that coaches and, you know, stuff go on shows.
Yes.
Because it, you know, it's good for the fans. Fans want to hear from coaches.
Right.
We do not have we have Mike McDaniel. I think we've had him twice.
Yes.
Since he's been here.
Right.
I don't think Chris Greer has ever been on with
you. They are very guarded and protected with their people.
Tua has been on once, maybe?
Yes.
If that, was he on once? I think he was on once.
Right.
So people are asking, why do the other markets get their coaches? Like Belichick used to go on. Victor's texting me this morning that the coach goes on every week on that show
he's
in
great.
Buffalo.
He does.
The GM goes on.
And by the way, he'll go on next week, and they'll move on from what was great radio, by the way, yesterday. So we got let me add another guy. Spo doesn't come on. Spo didn't come on anymore. Good years, bad years, Spo doesn't come on.
We haven't gotten a heat guest, I want to say, this entire season.
Well, I want to ask you. I stopped asking. I told you a long time ago, I try once or twice. Tim Donovan says, no, didn't work out. I'm not doing it. I'm not going to kiss. I'm not going to sit here and do talk radio. First of all, if they're upset about something you say, then all of a sudden they become guarded. Did you say this? I said, listen, man, you're not going to – I'm going to say what I think.
But I'm not trying to kiss your ass by saying this, but you've been doing this for 30 years. You're the voice of the Dolphins, and
they don't put
the coach on with you.
No.
It's just, it shows that how insecure they are over there. And, you know, I don't get it, man. Like, it makes no sense to me why they don't want their guys on out in the community
them. And when you do, you got to negotiate, and it's like this and that.
Yeah.
And I won't get you this. I might get you that. And I just finally just, like, no.
But Tyreek can go on any podcast he wants
Correct.
And just start saying whatever crazy stuff comes to the
front
of his head.
So here's the problem with that whole thing. So they tell us, no, we really don't, you know, and we don't want to, you know, we're going to lay low for a while with this guy or that guy. And then the guy's out doing 14 podcasts and saying crazy-ass stuff. So, yeah, that's where I am. So I don't want to have him on, and I don't want a list of questions. Mm-hmm. That you can and can't ask. I don't want all that stuff. It never used to be that way.
And to give the Hurricanes credit this morning too, because they come on every week, and it, not just Mario. You've had, you know, Al and Manny and those guys all came on, and they speak to you, and your questions are fair, and
they think it's important for their brand to come on, because first of all, fans can see it, but you know. And they can hear what these guys say, but I'm just not. Listen, Paul Maurice is obviously my favorite guy, and Mario Cristobal. They come on.
Paul Maurice has come on after bad losses.
He has. Now, and by the way, if they don't occasionally, because Mario's skipped a couple, I'm okay with it. I mean, I'd rather come on good or bad, and you know, suck it up both ways, but. But some of the other teams, I'm done. I wouldn't even call those guys for tickets.
I didn't mean to like rile you up, but the texters are, because a lot of people are asking why, and I've always wondered this too, like why does someone like Bill Belichick, why do all these coaches who are established, you know, coaches that, you know, are respected, they go on every week.
Bill Belichick, whatever you want to say, went on a morning radio show in Boston. After every game the next day, he did a show. I believe Tom Brady did a show, too. The two of them both had shows with radio stations. And we are down here in what is a soft sports market compared to other media markets. Mm-hmm. Really, I mean, come on, man. Look at it. And we still, folks at work at some of these teams still, Over the top.
The Dolphins one is the one that bothers me the most, though, because you do so much for
Listen, man, Joe, stop. You do so much for that team.
And to have to sit here and justify why their head coach won't come on and talk to you is embarrassing. It's absolutely embarrassing.
Yeah. No. Listen, I'm.
And I get it, man. Like, Chris Greer doesn't want to come on. Great. That's fine. Like, I get why Chris Greer wouldn't want to come on. I don't think he's very good at this stuff, to be quite honest.
No, he's not very good.
His press conference is usually not good. Right? So I get why they don't want to put him on.
That was a train wreck.
But my God, man, could the coach? Like,
I got
it. And when you're losing a bunch of games, I get it. He doesn't want to come on. But, like, he didn't come on when it was good.
No.
Just embarrassing. Absolutely embarrassing. But you know what? It syncs up with the entire thing. It's not surprising. It syncs up with everything they got going on over there.
I'm guessing they feel they don't really need me or certain people for stuff.
Okay. I mean, you've been the voice of the team for, what, 20 years now?
Yeah.
You haven't seen a playoff win, but.
I've seen a little bit of everything over there, Woody. We got to go to break.
Except
man.
That.
Before you get me all fired up here and I just start ripping.
No, it honestly, it pisses me off because you do so much. Boy, for that organization.
You know what, Woody? You've been real nice today. I'll tell you what.
Being
thank
nice
you.
To you, I don't think the Dolphins would find this very nice.
Hey, let's go to a couple guys that I think are really nice and really good at what they do, Harvey Cohen and Gary Judah. Partners of Cohen and Judah Injury Law Firm, Personal Injury Attorneys in Plantation, the same partners who handle your case from start to finish, more than 30 years of experience. Big enough to go to trial and get you multi-million dollar results and small enough just to call you back. Go to CohenandJudah.com and read the reviews. Partners who you can always reach. Communication is important to them, by the way. May not be important to some of the teams. Communication's big with those guys. And by the way, if you're not happy with a law firm that's representing you right now and you feel like you become kind of a backup to them, it's no longer important, maybe call Harvey and Gary. Let them shake your hand. Let them take a look at your case and get going. By the way, they'll keep you up to date on your case even on a weekend. So I'm telling you. Find out what everybody's saying about him, man. Go to CohenandJudah.com, 866-FAIR-FEE. That's 866-FAIR-FEE. Remember this. They don't pay other lawyers to do the work you hire them to do. They do it all. Harvey Cohen and Gary Judah.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody. What do you have for us today?
I want to read all these texts. Man.
Oh, man, we're just...
By the way, there is a Mike McDaniel TV show, right? I think he does the show with Bo.
Yes.
Now, if I had to go out on a limb and guess, I'm going to say those questions are pre-approved to some extent.
Probably.
Okay, great. Anyway.
I think he likes to know on his show what he's being
asked.
Yeah,
yeah. It's you, you, Joe. You hit him with some crazy stuff, man. It really put him on the spot.
But you know what? The last thing you want to do is burn bridges when they come on and ask some crazy question like, hey, Spo, how you doing with the ex, man? She's crazy. Or, like, all these guys. And, hey, Mike, Jalen Ramsey. That's it there. Like, okay. Yeah. So I'd just rather not have anybody on. Why would I want it, like,
if they're not going to answer the questions,
Community, that's it. You ruined that. I go, yeah, you know what the topic everybody's talking about, huh? Jimmy Butler. Oh, that's it, man. No more.
So you've been doing this a whole heck of a lot longer than I have, but when did it start where these PR people protect coaches and, you know, GMs, guys that are making millions and millions of dollars?
So that's a great question.
Guessing in your playing days, they didn't have someone standing next to Coach Shula.
Well, we didn't have all the stuff. In fairness, we didn't have all the stuff.
Yeah.
And the relationships were different. And, you know, everything, you know, when I first started, this thing was a lot different.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't have all the teams. So, but now everybody got popular. Everybody's sports have gotten popular. And times have changed. Times have changed.
All right. Speaking of this, a very good segue.
That was nice. That was nicely put, the nicest way I could put it.
Yeah. It was actually a beautiful segue here in the times have changed. Amazon will be the new home for the NBA, as we know, coming up next season.
Amazon's got a lot of money.
Yeah, they do. Maybe they shouldn't be worried about raising their prices on stuff. I saw that was a little bit of a thing yesterday. But anyway, did you see that Bezos, they say, spending like $500 million on his birthday party or something?
I don't know about you, Woody. I'll bet we have something between the girls comes to that house every damn day from Amazon.
Yeah, I think they're doing really well, but let's keep sticking it to the consumers because we got to pay guys like Steve Nash, Dwayne Wade, Candace Parker are all joining Amazon for their NBA coverage. They will join.
They're paying pretty well.
They will join the likes of Ian Eagle, Stan Van Gundy, and Kevin Harlan, all going to be over there.
They went out and got some big horses.
They did get all the big horses. They spent a fortune on their NFL coverage as well. People they went out and got.
I think they're pretty happy with that relationship. I'm guessing Netflix is going to jump. We talked about this a few years ago, right? That this was going to happen sooner or later. Netflix must be making $1 zillion. If I go by my viewing of Amazon and Netflix, are you that way too? Are you guys big on both?
Yes. Yes.
And there's a good movie. I buy it. Yeah, you can buy this one. Oh, yeah, it's new. I haven't seen it. Okay.
You still buying the adult stuff?
I don't think. No. Come on.
Woody, speaking of Netflix, Woody, by the way, Joe, your segues have been fantastic
today.
That's
been really private right there.
Woody. Netflix just put out a trailer for Untold, The Fall of Favre. Presumably they will be getting sued for doing this because every time you do something about Brett Favre, you get sued.
So you got girl, the sideline, they got the package picture. She said it ruined her friggin' life.
It does say, Joe, included in the trailer were references to his sexual misconduct scandal that occurred with New York Jets employee Jen Sturger during Favre's lone season with the team. There were also significant mention of the Mississippi Welfare Fund scandal.
Wow, somebody didn't care. Somebody must got the attorneys involved and said, we're fine.
Included in the trailer, listen to this, Joe. Sturger, longtime NFL writer Peter King. Haven't heard from Peter in a little while here.
No, Peter Boy, when he said he retired, he retired. Yeah.
Champion, MVP, Hall of Famer. That is not the whole story, the caption said, Joe. Untold, The Fall of Favre digs into Brett Favre's controversial career, the dark side of sports stardom, and the scandals that marred his legacy.
Boy, he really fell in love with this girl. I was reading about some of that stuff last night, yeah. Woody. He thought that picture was going to put it over the top. This is what you're missing.
That Mississippi thing was like.
Then he's like, no, that wasn't me. Oh, I'm not getting in trouble.
Yeah, that was sort of like the opposite of Robin Hood, right?
Remember, we went through that little period where guys were sending out the Richard picks. What's going on with guys with the Richard picks?
The guys have wised up a little bit.
Can't trust them.
The cloud can get hacked, too. You never want to be part of the hack. All right, we'll get to some TV numbers here, Joe. And the headline reads, more people watched a replay of last Sunday's PGA Tour event than LIV Golf on Sunday. LIV Golf is doing very poorly here, to say the least. CBS averaged...
You are a trip.
CBS averaged 1.63 million viewers for its final round broadcast of the Zurich Classic, a figure that incorporates over 2 hours of non-live golf, because they had some kind of delay, like technical difficulties, and then they had some weather or something. So
I didn't watch that one. I'll watch a lot of golf, but I'm not watching that one.
LIV Golf Mexico averaged 110,000 viewers on FS1. 110,000. I mean, that's close to friends and family at this point.
You're not a big fan of LIV, are you?
I'm going to be honest, I'm completely fair. I've never seen it. I never will, but I've never seen it.
Okay.
Have you?
Yeah, of course I see. I know the guys are on tour.
I didn't ask if you know the guys that are on tour. I ask if you've ever watched it. You're one of the 110,000.
No, I'm not.
By the way, the numbers were even worse for the previous rounds. They were under 100,000.
You know, I thought it was really going to affect the PGA Tour. The Rorys and Scotty Scheffler and the rest of those guys. I don't think it has that much.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
And our final one here, Joe. Larsa Pippen is back on our radar here.
Yeah, I had to get an update. I had to check out, see what was going on with her.
She was cruising around on a yacht, South Beach here. She is with 31-year-old former basketball player Jeff Kobe. Not familiar with his work. But apparently she still looks good. And is with the younger basketball player.
Is it okay if I say that too, Woody? I've said
yeah,
it before.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think she's really attractive.
Bill Belichick has set the gold standard for creepiness, so you're okay. You do what you want. Say whatever you want, man. As long as they're overage, I guess you're okay, right? Belichick has showed us that at least.
By the way, you know Scottie Pippen Jr.'s playing really well. You caught that, right?
I did.
Had a 30-point game the other night, and he's playing great. And all I can think of is, wonder what the guys say about his mom.
Hopefully nothing. Jeez.
Hey, guys, just so you know, my mom might be coming to some games. Uh-uh. Stay away.
She has a type.
She does. It's not older, guys.
No. You got to keep her out of the locker room.
She would not be interested in Mr. Bill Belichick, no. Hey, we got to go to break here, Woody. We got a lot of stuff to get to here. We come back. Steve Goldstein. Goldie's going to join us from Tampa Bay. We'll talk to him. I do want to talk about Atlantic Men's Clinic, ED, and low T. I want you to get rid of it if you're going through it. By the way, for men listening right now, whether you're in your 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, I can just tell you this. I know for a fact every man sooner or later will get both low T and ED. It's going to happen. Energy level is going to be shot. You're going to feel like you're in a fog. You're out of it, sometimes even half depressed, and your sex drive is going to be gone. And then all of a sudden you're going, holy smokes, I really do have a problem. What the hell happened? And boy, I'll tell you what, I went through it. It sucked. I went to Atlantic Men's Clinic, and I got great results. And I go there once a week, and I am shocked. There's a lot of young guys are going in there, a lot of young guys. I mean a lot. Atlantic Men's Clinic is doing great right now because of all of us just want to turn back the clock and get our energy back and feel better. And also get your sex drive back, huh? How about that? If you miss any of that stuff and you're thinking it's normal, it doesn't have to be. Schedule a consultation with Atlantic Men's Clinic today. Get the T, the PSA test. You'll meet with their professionals. They'll put you on a program that is made for you specifically. Go through everything. You get great results quickly. It's been a year now I've been on the program, and they got 6 locations with a 7th on the way here in South Florida. 877-455-7300. Please set up that first appointment. Hear what they have to say at Atlantic Men's Clinic. Meet with their professionals. Get the testing done. You're going to get great results. AtlanticMen'sClinic.com. Get more information. Set that first appointment up today.